1 year ago today, then-President Trump addressed a rally near the White House. He instructed his supporters to, quote, fight like hell, and he sent them toward the U.S. Capitol. 1 year later, the president who defeated Trump stood inside the Capitol and marked the effort to overturn a Democratic election. President Joe Biden stood in Statuary Hall, surrounded by stone and metal figures from the American past.
We saw with our own eyes rioters menace these halls, threatening the life of the Speaker of the House, literally erecting gallows to hang the Vice President of the United States of America. What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack, sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing for hours.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh and NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson were part of our live coverage of the speech earlier this morning. Welcome back to you both.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Deirdre, how would you sum up the talk?
President Biden's speech was really a direct and forceful one. Without using former President Trump's name, Biden walked through and debunked what he called the three big lies that the president and the former president and his supporters continued to spread about January 6th, that the real insurrection happened on Election Day in November, that the results of the 2020 election couldn't be trusted, and the people who attacked the Capitol are true patriots. He repeatedly criticized the former president, really tough language, talked about his bruised ego that meant more to him than democracy. The president said the former president just can't accept that he lost, and he gave a point-by-point pushback to the kinds of things that, you know, even some current Republican members of Congress still say to this day. Here's President Biden calling out those who still say those who rampaged the Capitol were, quote, patriots.
Those who stormed this Capitol, and those who instigated and incited, and those who called on them to do so, held a dagger at the throat of America and American democracy. They didn't come here out of patriotism or principle. They came here in rage, not in service of America, but rather in service of one man. Those who incited the mob, the real plotters who were desperate to deny the certification of this election, and defy the will of the voters. But their plot was foiled.
Biden's speech was really also a call to rally those in Congress to defend democracy, and he called on Americans to, quote, write the next chapter in American history. He said that, you know, he's pushing for voting rights legislation. He said he didn't seek the fight that happened on January 6th, but he said, quote, I will stand in this breach and I will defend this nation.
Mara, the president has said throughout his presidency that he wants to remain bipartisan when he can. He's even been criticized by some in his party for trying. He repeated that urge for bipartisanship today, but also gave that stronger language as he's sharpening his approach here.
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, he said that, of course, I'll work with people on issues and policies across the aisle, but he feels there's a very stark dividing line when it comes to threats to democracy and election subversion. And one of the things that some of the Democratic base have been pushing him is saying that this effort to defend democracy should be the most important priority. But Biden has said in the past that successful presidents know how to sequence and prioritize, and I think the White House wanted to pass some of their domestic legislation first, infrastructure, possibly Build Back Better, although that is stalled, and then turn their attention to voting rights, election subversion, trying to prevent something like January 6th happening again, next time maybe not with violence at the Capitol, but through legal means. As he said, partisan legislatures overturn the will of the people in the states. I think today was a first step. He tried to lay out his case very rationally, and of course there's a difficulty there because the belief that the 2020 election stolen or fraudulent is non-rational. There is no evidence of fraud. And it's been, as the president said today, it's been adjudicated many times. It's been the elections have been audited over and over again, and there's just no evidence. But, you know, the Republican Party is now the party that believes non-rationally in a lie, and it's hard to fight against that.
Well, have we heard how Republicans feel about the president's speech?
You know, Congress isn't in session, or the House isn't in session today, and the Senate doesn't have any votes. There's not many Republicans even around to mark the speech today or mark the anniversary. But the former president very quickly released a statement. You know, Trump said that he repeated basically a lot of the same misinformation in the statement that President Biden took through in the speech today. Trump said that Biden was trying to use the speech to, quote, try to further divide America. He called it political theater and a distraction for what he said. You know, Biden has completely and totally failed, and he sort of ticked through a list of things that he thinks the president has failed to address since he took office, including the withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, one Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, also sort of criticized the speech as political, saying, you know, Democrats are using the speech to try to push through what he called radical election reform. But clearly Democrats are saying is an effort to bolster and preserve access to the ballot box.
Mara Liasson, I want to get a big thought from you here at the end. The president, the current president, has studied FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt, who also served in a time of a threat to democracy. And one way that Roosevelt tried to approach that or address that was by making sure that democracy functioned, that it delivered for people, that Congress was passing things that people wanted, that the administration was working for people. Can Biden and those Republicans who are with him on the question of democracy anyway, can they make a case that democracy has been working this year?
I think that's exactly what Biden set out to do two different things: defend democracy, fight against election subversion, but also prove that autocracy was not a better solution, that autocracy was not more efficient, that democracies could work, could come together, could provide actual concrete benefits for the American people. I think that's why he tried to he passed COVID relief and infrastructure and is now trying to pass other benefits around child care, climate, and health care. I think that's exactly what he's trying to do. It's hard because autocracies are on the move all over. You just had President Trump endorse the Hungarian would-be dictator Viktor Orban. So that is the fight of our time. There's no doubt about it.
NPR's Mara Liasson and Deirdre Walsh, thanks for both of your insights.
Thank you.
You're welcome.